This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, it is time for the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you here on this Tuesday evening from the Kia Studios. Going to be with you for the full three. We ask you to download the Odyssey app. We know you're not in the car as much. You want to listen in, though. Put the Odyssey app on one of your devices today. You can use the smartphone. You can use your Alexa speakers. You can use your tablet. You can use your tape deck, your Texas Instruments calculator, your BlackBerry, whatever your device is, just download it on something to be able to catch us when you're on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, best way to be a part of the show is follow us on our personal Twitter pages. I am at JMCH316. That is your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. As always, producing the show on the other side of the glass, our guy Oren is here.
I see you. Yes, I see you. I'm here. We're here together.
I'm sitting in the dark. I like it
without
the lights.
It's very ominous. I don't like that. It makes you look even more evil.
Well, yes, that's I am the biggest heel so around here. It is weird though because the lights are off, but there's still lights on. The light switch is off. But half of the lights are on. I don't know how that works, but anyway.
I figured there'd be somebody to fix that, right? Maybe.
Well, yeah. You like our computers and everything else that doesn't work properly. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So we got a whole bunch to get into here with you this evening. We'll talk to Matt Mershell coming up at 7:40, national college football writer for the Orlando Sentinel. He also covers the Central Florida, they're not the Golden Knights anymore, right? They're just the Knights, I believe, right, Oren? That they're because they switched that in the early mid 2000s. They were the Golden Knights when George O'Leary was there, but now they're just the Central Florida Knights. So they will take on Georgia Tech. So He and I are going to break down all things, you know, in the world of college football. Look, I believe that Florida State got screwed. I think that what have we heard for 25 years, maybe 20, 30, 25 minimum years, handle your business. Have we not heard? How many times have we heard that over the last 25 years? Handle your business. Don't let the polls decide. Don't let the computers decide. Don't let playoff committees decide. Put your fate in your hands, right? Haven't we heard that for 25 years? Well, what did Florida State do? They won every game. Every team, every game that was presented in front of them. For half the season, they had the two best wins in college football, going to Death Valley and beating LSU at the very beginning of the season. They had the two best wins in college football for at least half the season. So I think they got hosed. I don't think either a Texas or an Alabama with one loss, because it should matter that what results are. But again, we're going to go to 12 teams next year, and you know, it's kind of neither here nor there. We do have the field set, obviously. We've got Michigan, Alabama. We've got Washington and Texas. So again, the field is all set and ready to go. We can cry and complain about it as much as we want, but nothing is really going to change from that standpoint. We'll talk to our buddy Mike Rothstein coming up at 8:20. We'll get into some Falcons football. Look, what do I always say? A win is a win is a win is a win. And you go on the road in the NFL and get a victory, doesn't matter how it happens. 1 point, 80 points, you score 2 points, they score one, doesn't matter. You find a way to win. And that's what the Falcons did. You know, their defense came up big. Look, the Jets' offense, especially at the quarterback position, it's three times worse than anything you think Desmond Ridder is. They had Susan Boyle playing quarterback, and they benched him in favor of Trevor Siemian. That's how bad it was for Susan Boyle. They benched him in favor of Trevor Siemian, and then did you see today? He got cut. He didn't get injured. He didn't go on IR. He didn't go on the DL. He got cut because he's a hobo. He's
got a bag, a stick and bender. Was he eating a can of beans?
He's got like the charcoal beard and all that kind of stuff. He's a hobo. That's what guys like him are. Again, his sister Susan Boyle is more famous than him. Aren't they brothers and sisters?
No.
Huh?
No.
Isn't she from Gotham as well or something like that?
She's from across the pond.
Oh. Lake Lanier?
No.
Oh. Well, I'm all confused anyway. But look, they're a dreadful offense. Yeah, they do some things running the football well. Okay, they've got a terrific wide receiver. But if you don't have a quarterback, what difference does it make, right? We see that here. We can't get the football, you know, to some of our guys. So you did what you had to do. It's all that matters. And the Aints lost. Are they going to play? Are they going to have to start Jameis Winston this week? I mean, you know what? If you're the Saints, that's a better option, because Derek Carr has played some of his worst football ever. You know why? Because what have I told you for years now? He's a loser. He's made hundreds of millions of dollars, had all kinds of weapons in his career, and he's got one playoff game. Not win, a playoff game that he has played in. And how long has he been in the league now? 12 years? At least a decade for Derek Carr? He's a loser. Put the big L on his forehead, because that's what he is. So if you win against the Buccaneers on Sunday, you open up a mighty division lead. And especially if the Aints can't figure it out, because we're a game and a half now up on New Orleans. You'll knock the Buccaneers out of the division if you beat them. By the way, we talked about this. It's the lowest winning percentage for a division in NFL history. The lowest winning percentage for an entire division in the history of the NFL. So it's not just the Carolina Panthers who suck. It's the Succoneers. It's the Aints. And in some ways, it's the Falcons, because the Falcons are only a 500 team right now. So we'll talk to Mike Rothstein. We'll get some Falcons talk in. We'll also hear from the head coach coming up in the Falcons flyover about his presser yesterday. So we're going to talk about this a little bit later on in the show. So Hawks play tomorrow night. They've got the Brooklyn Nets at home tomorrow. So the Nets will be here at State Farm Arena. We're just about 25%. I believe that when we get through the Brooklyn Nets, we will be a quarter of the way, because right now I think we are, or and I believe it's 23.2% of the way through the season. It's, what, 19 games out of 82, right? 19 divided by 82, I believe, is about 23.2%. So we're just about at the quarter way point. Right now the Hawks are 9-10 on the season, and they give up the fourth most points in the NBA per night. Let me repeat that, okay? Hawks are 9-10 on the season, and they give up the fourth most points in the NFL, or sorry, in the NBA. And by the way, they are positional wise, they are 10th in the Eastern Conference. The teams that are behind them: Toronto, Charlotte, Chicago, Washington, and Detroit. And by the way, Washington and Detroit are 5-34. Let me repeat that. Washington and Detroit combined are 5-34. But the Hawks sit 10th. They give up the fourth most points per night. Is this how we expected the first quarter of the season to go? What didn't I? Wasn't I told all offseason, oh yeah, we're gonna bring everybody back, and we've got. Let me ask you a question. So, did they hire Quinn Snyder, the head coach, just a couple of weeks ago, Orrin?
No, he's been there for a while.
Has he been there? So, did they hire him just about the time regular season started?
No, they hired him last year.
Was he here for all of training camp?
Yes, he was here for all of
training. Was he here for all of summer camp and summer activities?
He was here. He's been here for a while.
What, was he here at all at the end of last season?
Yeah, he was here at the end of last season.
What, was he here when they were in the play-in tournament and the playoffs? Was he here for that too?
He was here for that.
Huh. Huh. Okay.
I told Carl Duke something today, and I think I'll tell you the same thing too. Watching Indiana last night do what they did, Indiana is a better version of Atlanta right now. Like, they are better offensively. Like, they do everything that Atlanta does just better. Like, Indiana is the team that Atlanta thinks that they should be, but they're not right now.
Well, I mean, look, Tyrese Halliburton is a monster. I mean, and aren't they play Milwaukee, do they not? I mean, they play the play-in tournament finals are coming down to potentially Indiana and Milwaukee, are they not? I think that's
who got the two games. Who was it? New Orleans won theirs last night, right?
That's in the West, though.
So we got Milwaukee and New York and Phoenix and L.A. tonight. So, and I think they kind of – they'll find out their draws. I think it's tonight they find out
so they, what the they, draw is. They're going to see what kind of drawers they're going to wear?
Draw?
Huh?
What teams they're going to be playing against.
What it's like what type of underwear they're going to have
draw,
on.
Draw. Draw, John Chuckery.
Drawer.
Draw. Draw.
Drawer. Like Tahor.
Those are two different.
Like the Marvel character Tahor.
Those are.
Drawers.
I think the dark is making you more evil now.
Oh.
Like, at least in the light, you can suck in some of the goodness. Well, listen, there's no goodness in that room right now for you.
I'm a year older now. I'm a year more cantankerous.
By the way, happy belated birthday, sir.
Thank you. So
you're not on the Facebooks, and sometimes that's how I know about people's birthdays. So, yes. But, no, happy belated birthday, though, sir. Yes.
Yeah, my daughter and I went out. I got an 18-ounce piece
Excuse
of prime
you?
Rib. Yeah. I got an 18-ounce piece of prime rib.
There you go.
And au gratin potatoes and a cup of clam chowder and we were ready to roll.
There you go.
So it was a good time. So we've ate really good over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, y'all have.
I will say. I mean, with birthdays and Thanksgiving and all that kind of stuff. Now it's my a week from yesterday is my ex-wife's birthday.
Do you wish her happy birthday?
Again, we're gonna get her a gift. We get gifts that, you know, my daughter will give to each other. So my daughter gave me my gift bag last night, and we'll go get my ex once a gift certificate from her nail salon, like for a manicure and pedicure and all that kind of stuff. So we'll do all of that kind of stuff. So we do, and we exchange Christmas gifts and stuff like that, you know, as well. Just, again, I take my daughter shopping, and we try to figure out what we want and just allow her to have a little bit of fun with it all. Although she doesn't like her mother either, so, but that's a whole other separate story. So, anyway, Braves making lots of moves here. A lot of rumor and innuendo that surrounds the Atlanta Braves. I will say this very quickly. I don't think we're in the Shohei Ohtani sweepstakes. That contract did not – I heard Mike Bell say about Trevor Bauer, I would love to have Trevor Bauer. They're not going to pick up $90 million or whatever for a couple of years or whatever like that. Like, they're just not going to do that. Like, they haven't come off the hip to pay Max Fried yet. They're not coming off the hip to pay a guy who's come up through their organization as an ace for this squad. How are they going to go out and pay, you know, $200 million for – Ohtani, or what did Aaron Nola get? 160, 170, or something like that? Like, they're not gonna pay that kind of money for those kinds of guys. So it's a pipe dream. Yeah, and again, would I like to have one of those guys or something? Yeah, absolutely. But this team won, like, how many games did they win? Like 131 during the regular season, somewhere around that range. Well, maybe 128?
106.
Oh, okay. 106. Was that enough wins to get the job done?
No.
Okay. Well, during the regular season, it was. Playoffs.
You were just downer.
I mean, it's ridiculous to watch these things. It's ridiculous to watch some of these things unfold. I speak the truth here. Anyway. All right. Here's what we're doing. 404-726-0929. You heard me ask Mike Bell and Carl Dukes this question. I'm going to open up to you on the phone lines. Assuming that the Falcons win the division, does the outcome of the playoffs even matter to you? Assuming we win the division and we're in the playoffs, and at that point we'd host a home playoff game, does the result of the playoff game even matter? 404-726-0929. We'll take your calls next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it, Chuck Reese Show, hanging out with you here in the Kia Studios, Tuesday night with you. All right, here's what I got going on, 404-726-0929. So first, that is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, if you want to jump on board. That is also our phone line, so we're opening up the phone lines to you. We'll be fan-friendly in this segment. Here's the question that we're asking. Assuming that the Falcons win the division, does the playoff really matter at that point? So let's say the Falcons find a way to win the division, and then they play the Dallas Cowboys at home. And right now they would be playing the Cowboys at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in a first-round playoff game, right? Well, let's say they lose 37-10. Let's say that against a good team with a dominant pass rusher and a good offensive line and a good offense and all, let's say we lose 37-10. Does it matter that much? Because all I keep hearing is, well, it doesn't matter what we do in the playoffs. We were never expected to do anything in the playoffs. Okay. So as long as we win the division, does the playoff really matter at that point? 404-726-0929. By the way, too, very quickly, the MLB draft lottery results were just all figured out. The Braves are going to pick 24th in the first round of the draft. Believe it or not, the Cleveland Guardians have the number one overall pick. It's the first time in franchise history. Now, think about how many dreadful teams the Indians have had. It's the first time that they've ever picked number one in the draft. Now, I don't know who the number one pick is, but it's crazy to think that that's the first time ever that they've picked in the MLB draft. So, and the Braves will pick 24th. All right, 404-726-0929. Yep. Let's start with Vincent in Riverdale. What's going on, Vincent?
What's going on, Tucker? How you doing tonight?
Good, man. How's it going?
I'm pretty good. All right, so does it matter if we win the division, what happens in the playoffs? I think so, because for one, I think we still have a big question mark about our team on offense. If we can barely get to the playoffs with what we've been doing this season, I'm kind of thinking to the point where if we had somebody that can really just run the offense, how far we could go. Get this. Last year, we had way less talent than we have this year on offense. And we're averaging 18 points a game this season.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we averaged 23. So, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I need to – these last five games, I'm definitely looking to see what we need to do as far as go ahead and try to get a quarterback. We had our season of not winning and what if or what if. This year was supposed to be a good year for us. So, I definitely think it matters if we – win a division. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. And here's the other thing, too. If you win the division this year, you know you play a first-place schedule next year. You don't play all the bottom feeders of the NFL next year. You play based upon where you finish in the division. You play a first-place schedule. Now, that's going to mean you're not playing Tim Boyle and first-ever start for half the league when we play him at quarterback, the Will Levises and the Bryce Youngs and all that kind of stuff. You're going to play a first-place schedule next year, and then it will get real from there. 404-726-0929. Let's grab Pete out in Peachtree City. What's going on, Pete?
The Falcons are in the worst possible spot. They're in the middle ground. So if you win the division, you get another mid-first, late-first pick, or if you draft a quarterback at that spot, you don't expect him to come in as a rookie and do anything. So you're in the same spot again next year while your skill guys start getting older and older and older. So what do you expect, not you, but the general population, what do we expect? Even if they make the playoffs, they're not on an upward trajectory. They're not. The Falcons are in a terrible position. You either need to lose to get a high quarterback, or what are you going to do, take another shot on another third-round quarterback? And then you're kicking the can down the road while you're accomplishing nothing. Everyone knows the Falcons are not going to win a playoff game. So what's the point in making the playoffs? Just so you can say, well, we won the worst division in football.
Well, and not only that, but you win the division. Right now you would have the 19th pick in the first round. And by the way, that's not going to get you a Jaden Daniels or a May or one of those guys. Like, you're talking about, you know, now you get into the Bo Nixes and people like that. And I don't want Bo Nix, but I'm just saying you go to that second group of quarterbacks if that's where you're going to draft. But I don't know that what tells you if they win the division that they're going to draft a quarterback in the first round. All right, what is this, Tup Skills out in Woodstock? What's going on, Tup Skills?
Hey, man.
Hey,
thanks
what's
for
up,
taking
buddy?
My call.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't really agree. I mean, we're in first place in the division. We need to go ahead and secure that title. And, you know, we might have a really great game in our first game in the playoffs. Like, why are we trying to tank? That doesn't make any sense. I don't know, man. We paid Heineke like $7 million a year. And I don't know. That's the question I posed to you guys. Like, who should be our starting quarterback? I do like Ritter's mobility. I don't know. He just makes some really bad decisions sometimes, or we've had some bad outcomes. So I don't know what the right quarterback is, but I definitely think we need to back our Falcons 100% because we're in the driver's seat to win this.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, but the question becomes, again, let's say we lose 37-10. And I understand anything can happen, but the likelihood of us beating one of the upper echelon teams in the NFC, you know, is probably unlikely. But again, anything can happen. I certainly know we ain't beating the 49ers. Have you seen Christian Orn? Have you seen Christian McCaffrey? You see what he did? What he's looked like now that he's healthy?
You know, Brock Purdy is the betting favorite for the MVP.
MVP, yeah. And who's probably right behind him? Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is probably right there in the mix as well. He's been phenomenal. Again, we're not beating either one of those teams. Could we beat a Dallas? Yeah, probably, because they stink it up in the playoffs. But that's not going to be an easy game to try to win. But right now, if you win the division and lose your first-round playoff game, the best you can pick is 19th. Then you go from there. If you start winning in the playoffs, your draft position goes even lower. 404-726-0929. Let's grab Matt out in Villa Rica. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, not much. I don't have any expectations for the Falcons in the playoffs or anything like that, but it would give me a lot of it would be pretty hilarious to see Skip Bayless and all these national media types lose their mind if the Falcons somehow beat the Cowboys in the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely.
So that alone would make it all worthwhile for me.
Yeah, and listen, like I said, I mean, would we be favored at home against the Cowboys? Absolutely not. Would that be a 17-point spread? No. I mean, the Cowboys are one of those organizations that find a way to stink it up. And, you know, again, We've seen that plenty of times. It doesn't matter who's the coach, quarterback, anything else. But that would still be a tall task. And I promise you, they would turn Micah Parsons loose in a game like that. Do you see what he looked like again last week? He is a monster. Could we have had him? I'm just curious. I'm trying to remember. Could we have drafted Micah Parsons? Was he available?
He was there.
Huh?
He was there.
Well, we didn't draft him?
I don't know if a lot of people were expecting Micah to be doing what he's doing right now, though, to be honest. He went like, what, 11th?
Yeah. But he was one of the three guys that fit the Falcons most. Penei Sewell, Kyle Pitts, Micah Parsons. Because you needed a guy that could come off the edge. As if we haven't, you know, we've had a whole plethora of those guys, right? Anyway. But, you know, again, if you win the division, you're going to get the 19th draft pick. Devin out in Kansas City. What's going on, Devin?
Trucker, I've been listening to 92.9 The Game for a long time. Grew up in Atlanta, and I noticed that us as Falcons fans, we have this cycle to where before the season, if we have an average team, we know we have an average team, we say, you know what, the goal is just to make the playoffs. And then the season starts, and we either win a few games or we lose a few. And if we win a few, we're Super Bowl bound. And if we lose a few, we need to fire everybody. And so it's funny how every time that happens, we forget where we started. The beginning of the year, everyone was saying, we just need to make the playoffs. Damn the results. Let's get there. We're coming off two seven-win seasons. And in the midst of that, we said, you know what? Let's evaluate Desmond Ridder at that point, too. We know Desmond started, what, 4 games last year?
Yes.
I think he's played a total of like 16 games or something like that. And we as Falcons fans, I don't know where we came off across, like we can just hold people accountable. Like Desmond Ridder had to grow. You know what I mean? And we knew that coming into the season. So now the pick on them, say we need to do this, we need to do that. What happened to like most teams, not programs, I meant, and trying to develop quarterbacks, trying to develop a team at that point? Can we honestly say that we put a good team around them? Can we honestly say that we're trying to develop them? I mean, if we're looking for the next Pat Mahomes, we don't have the offense because Art Smith runs the ball 30, 40 times a game. So if you're looking for that type of quarterback, we won't have that. But you can't say that Ridder hasn't grown from when he first started to now. Does he turn the ball over? Yeah, he does that. He's a young quarterback. He's going to do that. But you can't say he hasn't progressively gotten better. And to me, us Falcons fans, I don't know what the hell we done came across like we entitled. We won something to be better than anything. We should be letting this guy develop. We should be trying to set standards for the team. We two sorry seasons to this season. We should be just trying to make the playoffs. And I think we got a chance to do that. So let's take a break for a minute.
But here's the only thing. And I don't disagree with you, but people are going to point to that Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot said this would be a 3-year rebuild. That was their terminology. This is year three. That this would be by year three would be when we would turn the corner. And I don't disagree with you because, again, I don't think they're that talented of a roster, to be honest with you. And I think that there are a lot of guys that have performed well because of the level of competition. We've played a lot of quarterbacks that don't belong in the NFL. Have you seen, by and large, quarterback play against in the NFL? It's dreadful. Quarterback play is dreadful outside of a few guys. Purdy, Mahomes, Hurts. The rest of the league, by and large, stinks. Kenny Pickett's a first-round draft pick. They want him out of Pittsburgh. And they're, what, aren't they above 500? Aren't they above 500 right now? They want him out of Pittsburgh. He was a first-round draft pick. Did they give him time? No, but that's the nature of things. And we expect everybody to be – see, this is the problem. Everybody thinks that you could just come in the league and be Pat Mahomes and guys like that. Jalen Hurts stunk his first 2.5 years. He stunk too. He wasn't any good either. He was a second-round pick. All right, Matt Michelle, when we come back, we'll talk some college foosball. We'll talk about the playoffs and everything else surrounding it. Also, some tech and Central Florida talk as well. Chuckery hanging out with you here in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this Tuesday evening as well. The field is set. We know the four teams that are going to be in the college football playoff. Don't really think I agree with all four, but listen, we can debate and discuss all of those things. So let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Matt Michelle. He, of course, is a national college football writer for the Orlando Sentinel. Also covers Central Florida. We'll talk a little bit about that because Georgia Tech going to be taking them on in the Gasparilla Bowl. You can follow Matt on his personal Twitter page, at OS Matt Michelle. And Matt, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show tonight. And I am scratching my head a little bit at the selection of the four teams that we're getting for this year's playoff.
Yeah, I think this is one of the more controversial years, obviously, since they've come up with the playoff in 2014. I didn't agree with the choice of leaving Florida State out. I thought that was a bad decision. You know, you have a conference champion that's undefeated. You know, that's kind of the whole purpose of what the playoff was supposed to be for, to bump them out for the sake of getting a one-loss, you know, Texas team or a one-loss Alabama team. Just, you know, it's just kind of didn't feel right. And I think, obviously, you saw the response from everybody out there. And I think it's one of those decisions that will come back to haunt this committee for a while. And, you know, I think it's done a little damage to college football in the way fans think about it. But I will say this. It has created a lot of buzz around the sport, and a lot of people are talking whether you like it or not about it. So I guess in a way, it kind of did what it was supposed to do.
Well, and here's the thing, Matt, and I do agree, because college football is unique in the fact that there is always debate and discussion year-round. I mean, that really is one of the things about college football that is unique, is that there are always arguments to be had. But here's my thing, Matt, and tell me if I'm right, wrong, whatever, okay? For 20, 25, 30 years now, okay, all I've heard is handle your business, take care of your business. Don't leave selections up to the computers in the BCS, Harris Poll, selection committee. I've always heard that for however many decades, not years, decades now, that handle your business on the field and everything will work itself out. Well, Florida State did that. Florida State did that. Only one other program did the same thing that Florida State did, and yet they still didn't control their destiny at the end of the day. They still didn't, you know, end up getting, you know, with all of that being just the base bottom line of handle your business, that still wasn't enough.
Yeah, and you know, I think what bothers me the most about, you know, what's gone on is that you're hearing that some of these the selection committee members talked about, you know, the reason that Florida State didn't get in was because the idea that, you know, Jordan Travis wasn't there and they were a different team. And then, you know, they talked about this idea that it wasn't going to make, you know, they wouldn't have had a chance in the playoff. That's not really should be a deciding factor. You know, I think a team should be rewarded if you go out and win three games without your starting quarterback. If you win a conference championship without your starting quarterback. I mean, that defense that Florida State put on the field against Louisville was outstanding. And, you know, I mean, and what they were able to do with Florida in the second half was outstanding. So I find it hard to take that, you know, a feeling and put it out there. And I think that, you know, I knew it was going to be a difficult rankings. I knew it was going to cause controversy. I mean, just based on how many teams we had undefeated going into the final couple weeks. But to not even include a conference champion, and then, you know, not to really have a good reason why not, you know, and I think it's a disservice to Florida State and the job that Mike Norvell has done there, you know, over the last 3 years, turning that program around from where they were at, you know, to have Jordan Travis, their starting quarterback who got hurt, basically tweet out that he was, you know, wish he'd broken his leg earlier in the year because that would have changed all that. I mean, that's heartbreaking. That puts the onus on a player, and it's not fair. And I think the playoff committee got it wrong. And I mean, again, we'll be talking about this for a while, but once they move to that 12-team playoff next year, I think all that kind of disappears.
One last question about this. The funny part is Boo Corrigan came out and said they asked him about Liberty. Why did Liberty get the group of five, you know, bid and all that kind of stuff. And his exact quote, and it's kind of funny, he's like, well, you looked up and they just kept finding a way and winning and winning and winning. That was his exact quote. And I'm thinking to myself, didn't Florida State do the same thing? Because Jordan Travis didn't get hurt, you know, 5 minutes ago. He was out for the last, again, Florida, the ACC champion. Like, again, the same narrative that they used as to why they put Liberty in is the reason that Florida State should have gotten in themselves.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That didn't make any sense to me, and I think that's what's frustrating. And you know, I know people were already frustrated with the process, and I know people talk about, oh, well, it should have been based on rank, it should have been based on computers and polls and all that stuff. And I just tell people, I don't think what if the same thing had happened without the computers? You know, I mean, then it would have been get rid of the computers. I mean, we heard this during the BCS era, mm-hmm. The computers, so there is no foolproof system to do this. And I think that's the thing that's frustrating. And the fact that there is no real, that, like I said, when you're talking about metrics, that's what people wanted. Show me the metrics. And they weren't able to really do that because that's not how they operate. A lot of it's on feel. And so it says a lot about, what's going on. And I think the worst part, too, about this is also the fact that the follow-up. I mean, listen, we got politicians here in the state of Florida now. Tom, the governor's talking about, a bill that will, put $1 million aside to sue the college football playoff. And you're talking about creating all these bills. And when you get politicians involved and things like that, I mean, that's just not good for the sport. I mean, they need to find a way to move past that and move on. And it's something that's going to take Florida State a little bit of time for that to happen.
Matt Mischel, national college football writer for the Atlanta Sentinel, joining me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. So we saw new NCAA president Charlie Baker. He put out this proposal about, dealing with NIL and creating a new system and all this kind of stuff. And I've been on this for years, just of the idea, Matt, that why can't you create a program that – you make investments into whatever you want to call it, an IRA, a 401k, that players can have money set into a system that rewards them not just immediate short term with a car while you're on campus, but help some of these athletes do it for the long term. Whether it's right after you graduate or whatever parameters you want to put on. But again, it feels like that this is something that instead of just the immediate gratification, something should be done to kind of help some of these kids through the long term.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. I think that, when the NCAA had this opportunity, several years ago to really kind of step up and try to figure a way how to make this work. And they weren't able to do it, and now they're in a position where they want to, have the government step in and do this. And I know, I mean, listen, the NCAA model is broken. It's been broken for a long time, and it's old and antiquated, and it's still based in the 1950s. Now all of a sudden you're looking around and things have changed, and there's going to have to be a way to change it. But if you look at Charlie Baker's system that he's proposing, I mean, and this is just a very brief, and this isn't even like a legislative type thing. It's just kind of a talking point. You're looking at this idea of creating a new subdivision where, the elite programs can enter and find a way to be able to pay their players, above the board. And, basically it's a new level of play. And it's almost like a minor league system at that point. And, I was looking it over today, and I mean, you talk about the have and the have nots. I mean, based on the money that they're talking about that you'd have to put into a trust fund that would be used to provide the NIL and provide the money for these players. I mean, there's nobody in the group of five conferences who's going to be able to afford that. And there are going to be some teams in the Power Five conferences that may not be able to afford that, because you're talking in some cases, upwards to $30, $40 million a year. And so you wish that the system could kind of go back to where it was. But I think we're long past that point. I do think it's important to help, obviously, the athletes, but yeah, there has to be a better way to do it.
Well, I've said this though too, Matt. why not let the conferences themselves decide? Like, if you have a conference like the SEC that's handing out $35 million checks to Alabama, Georgia, and Kentucky and Vanderbilt, okay? And this came up in the Washington Post years ago. If you look at the salaries of non-football coaches, track and field coaches at Kentucky, softball coaches, baseball coaches, there are more millionaire ADs now. There's like three times as many millionaire ADs as even 10, 15 years ago. The money's there in these conferences that if they can pay a track coach $475,000 like they do at Kentucky, then the money is there to do some of these things. And that's been my bugaboo, is why not let these conferences, and again, if they're all unique, then they're all unique. But that's the way, if you got the money, then you should be able to distribute it however you want to distribute it.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, when you look at it, that would be, you know, to me, I've always felt like, instead of relying on the government, you know, that's, I'm with you. I think it should go to the conference level, you know, where you decide how NIL is established, how that's worked, how you can be able to do what you can do. Because, you know, I think it's unfair to, in some cases, to expect the government to do that. I mean, you know, we already have enough problems in our country, and I don't mean that, you know, the government's concerned with that. I just don't think NIL is one of those issues. You know what I mean? And I think when it comes down to it, there has to be a better way or a form to do it that would help make the sport still remain competitive and not get to a point where it's unbalanced and everyone is just rushing to where all the money's at. And I mean, you know, talking with people, I mean, it's difficult. It's a difficult problem, and no one has been able to come up with any solution that sounds great. And you know, I think the problem is, part of that is also too, let's not forget, we're talking about athletic administrators. These guys aren't necessarily, in some cases, financial wizards. And, you know, to sit down and come up with this plan, I mean, the collective plan isn't great either. You know, I mean, that's something that needs to be worked out. So I think, yeah, I would love to see some form tweaks, you know, but I don't know about this overall building a new subdivision or a new division in football. I don't know if that really would help. Maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't. I mean, I think in no way, shape, or form, we're outside the amateur athleticism box, and we're getting more into professionalism. And I think that's just, unfortunately, the direction we're headed.
Matt, Central Florida, Georgia Tech going to meet up in the Gasparilla Bowl. I know you cover Central Florida. I thought it was interesting because Gus Malzahn had his presser today talking about it, and this has been the thing that I have talked about all year long, and especially Chad Bishop is the beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. We have discussed this all year long, that this is the first time since maybe Joe Hamilton or Goose Gotze or somebody like that Georgia Tech has had a quarterback. And I don't mean a guy that's an athlete playing the quarterback position. I mean a kid who is a legitimate quarterback prospect. And you may have to go back all that way back. And Gus Malzahn talked about it. You know, he can beat you with his legs. He can beat you throwing the football. That's been the difference to me in Georgia Tech, is they have got that position, at least for now, figured out to where it's not just a hodgepodge of plug somebody in. This kid is, Haynes King, is a legitimate quarterback prospect.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, that's been a huge help for them. You know, I mean, I think that's been the problem, as you mentioned, over the last couple of years, is that, you know, you've seen four or five players put in that quarterback spot, and you're just not going to find success. That's not how it's going to work. And eventually, you know, you know, whether it's through recruiting or the transfer portal, you've got to find somebody and get them in that spot. And once they get going, it's then about building the pieces around it. I think that's what Georgia Tech has been able to do this year. I mean, this is a good game. I mean, I think this is a much better game than, no offense to Duke, than the UCF Duke game that was proposed, you know, before the ACC stepped in and moved some things around, you know. Because I think, you know, Georgia Tech wants to win this game. This is a game that's important to finish off with a big win. You know, UCF's in that same boat. You know, they would like to have a winning record going into the second season in the Big 12. You know, they finished strong, winning three of the last four games. They feel like a win on this bowl game will help, you know, get them to that next step, give them some momentum. But it's difficult. You know, I mean, I wrote a story just a little bit ago, and we, that, you know, I mean, Gus talked about, it's a challenging time, and the month of December is a challenging time for coaches right now. You know, I mean, Gus barely got off an airplane and was talking to us about the bowl game. I mean, because he's been out recruiting, and I'm sure Brett Key's been that way as well. You know, you're out recruiting, you're trying to keep your players there with the transfer portal. You don't want your players to leave, but you're also trying to get guys that maybe can help you next year. And then you got the high school, you know, early signing period coming up in December 20th. So this is a busy time, and so coaches are trying to figure a way to create that good balance. And it's difficult. And, you know, I mean, again, it's an amazing thing. I mean, we just talked about NIL for 10 minutes, you know, for 5 minutes or so about NIL, you know, what how important NIL is for everyone. So I think you're seeing that at every level. And then not to mention the storylines we got with Brett Key playing against his former team and, mm-hmm. you know, having that connection there as well. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a good matchup for both these schools.
And last question for you, Matt, which is about 30 seconds left. The other byproduct about Florida State not getting in is this whole bowl season for the ACC got all discombobulated because everybody started moving down a notch. And to your point, you were talking about who they were going to play. We didn't get the announcement until late for even this game. But that was the other byproduct is the ACC was kind of thrown into flux about who was going to go where for their bowl game.
Yeah, you know, and then it got into the point where they were fighting over Notre Dame.
Uh-huh.
You know, you see the story where they threw basically had draw a name out of the hat. You know, someone had to draw, and the Sun Bowl got it. You know what I mean? So this was a weird, it's the latest I've ever had a bowl, you know, bowl decision kind of come down. And but again, I think it's an important postseason for the ACC. I mean, they want to obviously show out because it hasn't gone maybe nearly as well as they thought it was going to go.
Matt Mershell, national college football writer for the Orlando Sentinel, also covers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this Tuesday evening as well. The field is set. We know the four teams that are going to be in the college football playoff. Don't really think I agree with all four, but listen, we can debate and discuss all of those things. So let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Matt Mershell. He, of course, is a national college football writer for the Orlando Sentinel. Also covers Central Florida. We'll talk a little bit about that because Georgia Tech going to be taking them on in the Gasparilla Bowl. You can follow Matt on his personal Twitter page, at OS Matt Mershell. And Matt, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show tonight. And I am scratching my head a little bit at the selection of the four teams that we're getting for this year's playoff.
Yeah, I think this is one of the more controversial years, obviously, since they've come up with the playoff in 2014. I didn't agree with the choice of leaving Florida State out. I thought that was a bad decision. You know, you have a conference champion that's undefeated. You know, that's kind of the whole purpose of what the playoff was supposed to be for, to bump them out for the sake of getting a one-loss, you know, Texas team or a one-loss Alabama team. Just, you know, it's just kind of didn't feel right. And I think, obviously, you saw the response from everybody out there. And I think it's one of those decisions that will come back to haunt this committee for a while. And, you know, I think it's done a little damage to college football in the way fans think about it. But I will say this, it has created a lot of buzz around the sport, and a lot of people are talking whether you like it or not about it. So I guess in a way, it kind of did what it was supposed to do.
Well, and here's the thing, Matt, and I do agree, because college football is unique in the fact that there's always debate and discussion year-round. I mean, that really is one of the things about college football that is unique, is that there are always arguments to be had. But here's my thing, man, and tell me if I'm right, wrong, whatever, okay? For 20, 25, 30 years now, okay, all I've heard is handle your business, take care of your business. Don't leave selections up to the computers in the BCS, Harris Poll, selection committee. I've always heard that for however many decades, not years, decades now, that handle your business on the field and everything will work itself out. Well, Florida State did that. Florida State did that. Only one other program did the same thing that Florida State did, and yet they still didn't control their destiny at the end of the day. They still didn't, you know, end up getting, you know, with all of that being just the base bottom line of handle your business, that still wasn't enough.
Yeah, and you know, I think what bothers me the most about, you know, what's gone on is that you're hearing that some of the selection committee members talked about, you know, the reason that Florida State didn't get in was because the idea that, you know, Jordan Travis wasn't there and they were a different team. And then, you know, they talked about this idea that it wasn't going to make, you know, they wouldn't have had a chance in the playoffs. That's not really should be a deciding factor. You know, I think a team should be rewarded if you go out and win three games without your starting quarterback. If you win a conference championship without your starting quarterback. I mean, that defense that Florida State put on the field against Louisville was outstanding. And, you know, I mean, and what they were able to do to Florida in the second half was outstanding. So I find it hard to take that, you know, a feeling and put it out there. And I think that, you know, I knew it was going to be a difficult rankings. I knew it was going to cause controversy. I mean, just based on how many teams we had undefeated going into the final couple weeks. But to not even include a conference champion, and then, you know, not to really have a good reason why not, you know, and I think it's a disservice to Florida State and the job that Mike Norvell has done there, you know, over the last 3 years, turning that program around from where they were at, you know, to have Jordan Travis, their starting quarterback who got hurt, basically tweet out that he was, you know, wish he'd broken his leg earlier in the year because that would have changed all that. I mean, that's heartbreaking. That puts the onus on a player, and it's not fair. And I think the playoff committee got it wrong. And I mean, again, we'll be talking about this for a while, but once they move to that 12-team playoff next year, I think all that kind of disappears.
One last question about this. The funny part is Boo Corrigan came out and said they asked him about Liberty. Why did Liberty get the group of five, you know, bid, yeah, and all that kind of stuff. And his exact quote, and it's kind of funny, he's like, well, you looked up and they just kept finding a way and winning and winning and winning. That was his exact quote. And I'm thinking to myself, didn't Florida State do the same thing? Because Jordan Travis didn't get hurt, you know, 5 minutes ago. He was out for the last, again, Florida, ACC champion. Like, again, the same narrative that they used as to why they put Liberty in is the reason that Florida State should have gotten in themselves.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That didn't make any sense to me, and I think that's what's frustrating. And, you know, I know people were already frustrated with the process, and I know people talk about, oh, well, it should have been based on, you know, rank. It should have been based on computers and polls and all that stuff. And I just tell people, I mean, I don't think, what if the same thing had happened without the computers? You know, I mean, then it would have been get rid of the computers. I mean, we heard this during the BCS era, mm-hmm. You know, the computers, you know, so there is no foolproof system to do this. And I think that's the thing that's frustrating. And the fact that there is no real, you know, that, like I said, when you're talking about metrics, that's what people wanted. Show me the metrics. And they weren't able to really do that because that's not how they operate. A lot of it's on feel. And so it says a lot about, you know, what's going on. And I think the worst part, too, about this is also the fact that the follow-up. I mean, listen, we got politicians here in the state of Florida now. The governor's talking about, you know, a bill that will, you know, put $1 million aside to sue the college football playoff. And, you know, you're talking about creating all these bills. And when you get politicians involved and things like that, I mean, that's just not good for the sport. You know, I mean, they need to find a way to move past that and move on. And it's something that's going to take Florida State a little bit of time for that to happen.
Matt Michelle, national college football writer for the Atlanta Sentinel, joining me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. So we saw new NCAA president Charlie Baker. He put out this proposal about, you know, dealing with NIL and creating a new system and all this kind of stuff. And I've been on this for years, just of the idea, Matt, that why can't you create a program that you make investments into I don't care, whatever you want to call it, an IRA, a 401k, that players can have money set into a system that rewards them not just immediate short term with a car while you're on campus, but help some of these athletes do it for the long term. You know, whether it's right after you graduate or whatever parameters you want to put on. But again, it feels like that this is something that, instead of just the immediate gratification, something should be done to kind of help some of these kids through the long term.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. I think that, you know, when the NCAA had this opportunity, you know, several years ago to really kind of step up and try to figure a way how to make this work, and they weren't able to do it, you know, and now they're in a position where they want to, you know, have the government step in and do this. And I know, I mean, listen, the NCAA model is broken. It's been broken for a long time, and it's old and antiquated, and it's still based in the 1950s. You know, now all of a sudden you're looking around and things have changed, and there's going to have to be a way to change it. But, you know, if you look at Charlie Baker's system that he's proposing, I mean, and this is just a very brief, and this isn't even like a legislative type thing. It's just kind of a talking point. You're looking at this idea of creating a new subdivision where, you know, the elite programs can enter and find a way to be able to pay their players, you know, above the board. And, you know, basically it's a new level of play. And it's almost like a minor league system at that point. And, you know, I was looking it over today, and I mean, you talk about the have and the have nots. I mean, you know, based on the money that they're talking about that you'd have to put into a trust fund that would be used to provide the NIL and provide the money for these players. I mean, there's nobody in the group of five conferences who's going to be able to afford that. And there are going to be some teams in the Power Five conferences that may not be able to afford that, because you're talking in some cases, you know, upwards to $30-40 million a year. And so you wish that the system could kind of go back to where it was. But I think we're long past that point. I do think it's important to help, you know, obviously, you know, the athletes, but yeah, there has to be a better way to do it.
Well, I've said this though too, Matt. Why not let the conferences themselves decide? Like, if you have a conference like the SEC that's handing out $35 million checks to Alabama, Georgia, and Kentucky and Vanderbilt, okay? And this came up in the Washington Post years ago. If you look at the salaries of non-football coaches, track and field coaches at Kentucky, softball coaches, baseball coaches. There are more millionaire ADs now. There's like three times as many millionaire ADs as even 10, 15 years ago. The money's there in these conferences that if they can pay a track coach $475,000 like they do at Kentucky, then the money is there to do some of these things. And that's been my bugaboo is, why not let these conferences, and again, if they're all unique, then they're all unique. But that's the way, if you got the money, then you should be able to distribute it however you want to distribute it.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, when you look at it, that would be, you know, to me, I've always felt like instead of relying on the government, you know, that's, I'm with you. I think it should go to the conference level, you know, where you decide how NIL is established, how that's worked, how you can be able to do what you can do. Because, you know, I think it's unfair to, in some cases, to expect the government to do that. I mean, you know, we already have enough problems in our country, and I don't mean that, you know, the government's concerned with that. I just don't think NIL is one of those issues. You know what I mean? And I think when it comes down to it, there has to be a better way or a form to do it that would help make the sport still remain competitive and not get to a point where it's unbalanced and everyone is just rushing to where all the money's at. And I mean, you know, talking with people, I mean, it's difficult. It's a difficult problem, and no one has been able to come up with any solution that sounds great. And you know, I think the problem is part of that is also too. Let's not forget, we're talking about athletic administrators. These guys aren't necessarily in some cases financial wizards, and you know, to sit down and come up with this plan. I mean, the collective plan isn't great either. You know, I mean, that's something that needs to be worked out. So, I think, yeah, I would love to see some form tweaks. You know, but I don't know about this overall building a new subdivision or a new division in football. I don't know if that really would help. Maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't. I mean, I think in no way, shape, or form, we're outside the amateur athleticism box, and we're getting more into professionalism. And I think that's just unfortunately the direction we're headed.
Matt, Central Florida, Georgia Tech going to meet up in the Gasparilla Bowl. I know you cover Central Florida. I thought it was interesting because Gus Malzahn had his presser today talking about it, and this has been the thing that I have talked about all year long, and especially Chad Bishop is the beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. We have discussed this all year long, that this is the first time since maybe Joe Hamilton or Goose Gotze or somebody like that, that Georgia Tech has had a quarterback. And I don't mean a guy that's an athlete playing the quarterback position. I mean a kid who is a legitimate quarterback prospect. And you may have to go back all that way back. And Gus Malzahn talked about it. You know, he can beat you with his legs. He can beat you throwing the football. That's been the difference to me in Georgia Tech is they have got that position, at least for now, figured out to where it's not just a hodgepodge of plug somebody in. This kid is, Haynes King, is a legitimate quarterback prospect.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, that's been a huge help for them. You know, I mean, I think that's been the problem, as you mentioned, over the last couple of years is that, you know, you've seen four or five players put in that quarterback spot, and you're just not going to find success. That's not how it's going to work. And eventually, you know, you know, whether it's through recruiting or the transfer portal, you've got to find somebody and get them in that spot. And once they get going, it's then about building the pieces around it. I think that's what Georgia Tech has been able to do this year. I mean, this is a good game. I mean, I think this is a much better game than, no offense to Duke, than the UCF Duke game that was proposed, before the ACC stepped in and moved some things around, you know. Because I think, you know, Georgia Tech wants to win this game. This is a game that's important to finish off with a big win. You know, UCF's in that same boat. You know, they would like to have a winning record going into the second season in the Big 12. You know, they finished strong, winning three of the last four games. They feel like a win in this bowl game will help, you know, get them to that next step, give them some momentum. But it's difficult. You know, I mean, I wrote a story just a little bit ago, Gus talked about it's a challenging time, and the month of December is a challenging time for coaches right now. You know, I mean, Gus barely got off an airplane and was talking to us about the bowl game. I mean, because he's been out recruiting, and I'm sure Brent Key's been that way as well. You know, you're out recruiting, you're trying to keep your players there with the transfer portal. You don't want your players to leave, but you're also trying to get guys that maybe can help you next year. And then you got the high school, you know, early signing period coming up in December 20th. So this is a busy time, and so coaches are trying to figure a way to create that good balance. And it's difficult. And, you know, I mean, again, it's an amazing thing. I mean, we just talked about NIL for 10 minutes, you know, for 5 minutes or so about NIL, you know, what how important NIL is for everyone. So I think you're seeing that at every level. And then not to mention the storylines we got with Brent Key playing against his former team and, you know, having that connection there as well. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a good matchup for both these schools.
And last question for you, Matt, which is about 30 seconds left. The other byproduct about Florida State not getting in is this whole bowl season for the ACC got all discombobulated because everybody started moving down a notch. And to your point, you were talking about who they were going to play. We didn't get the announcement until late for even this game. But that was the other byproduct is the ACC was kind of thrown into flux about who was going to go where for their bowl game.
Yeah, you know, and then it got into the point where they were fighting over Notre Dame.
Uh-huh.
You know, you see the story where they threw the basically had draw a name out of the hat. You know, they had to put, someone had to draw, and the Sun Bowl got it. You know what I mean? So this was a weird, yeah, it's the latest I've ever had a bowl, you know, bowl decision kind of come down. And but again, I think it's an important postseason for the ACC. I mean, they want to obviously show out because it hasn't gone maybe nearly as well as they thought it was going to go.
Matt Mershell, national college football writer for the Orlando Sentinel, also covers Central Florida. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at OSMattMershell, and he joined me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Matt, as always, buddy, appreciate the conversation. Thanks for joining me this season, and we will certainly chat again soon as we get through these bowl matchups.
Sounds good.
You got it. John Chuckery, we'll be back. Sports Radio, 910 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.